This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Daniel, middle initial W, Surprise, Suprise, Senior, date of birth February 29th of 1948. Dear Brian, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Surprise with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and proteinuria. His last visit was May 24th of 2021. He developed severe COVID infection in November of 2021 and was severely ill. He was hospitalized for 62 days, and this seemed to have affected his brain. He's unable to think. He can't remember things anymore. He appears as if he's had definitely cognitive decline since his last visit, and his wife is with him for this visit. And since his last visit, his losartan with hydrochlorothiazide 112.5 was discontinued, as well as the metformin, and instead he's on amlodipine 5 milligram daily for hypertension. And carvedilol is 25 milligram twice a day, in addition to other routine medications. He believes his blood sugar has been fairly well controlled, and actually since his last visit. No chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No cough, dyspnea, or sputum production. He has chronic nocturia without cloudiness or blood, and he has edema of the left lower leg, but none on the right. Medications were previously reviewed. Physical exam, weight is 246 pounds. That's about 26-pound increase over 2 years. Pulse, 76 and regular, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult, left arm sitting, large adult cough is 144 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. He does have a compression stocking on the left lower leg. And no edema on the right. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done May 9th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.17 with estimated GFR now 65. Calcium is 9.3, albumin 4.0, phosphorus 4.2, hemoglobin 14.7 with normal white count, normal platelets. Sodium 138, potassium is 4.1, carbon dioxide is 26, TSH was 7.68, and he's currently on levothyroxine 150 microgram once a day. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 1,198. Assessment and plan, one, diabetic nephropathy with improved renal function, most likely secondary to stopping losartan with hydrochlorothiazide. Two, hypertension, currently near to goal. We recommend the patient continue to have lab studies every 3 months. He usually does those at Sheridan Lab, and so an order was faxed to Sheridan. We've asked him to repeat labs in August and then in November of this year again. And then we'll have a follow-up visit here in 6 months with him in November. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.